This is TWiT.
As you know, if you've been watching recently, we've been doing a series of Creative Commons related tips, helping you know more about the service and use the service. Last week, we talked about why, I think, the whys of Creative Commons. Now we're going to talk about the hows. You've decided that you have a work that you want to release under a Creative Commons license. What do you do now? I guess it depends a bit on what kind of work it is, right, Diane?
Well, it needs to be a work that's protected by copyright, certainly. So while the creativity barrier is low, it's not non-existent. And so you need to have a creative work of copyright, and you need to own some of those rights in the work. And so once you've decided what kind of license you want, and there's information on our website that you can choose between, the reality is if you've decided to use a CC license and you've decided you wanted to go far and wide over the internet for the broadest possible digital distribution. So what's important here? Tip of the day, mark your work really well. And the best way to do that is to use our chooser on our website. It's creativecommons.org/chooser. There you select the kind of license that you want. You put in important information, including the title, if you have it, if you have one for your work, who the author is. You put in a URI that will link people back to the place that you're going to post it. And if you conclude that process successfully, you get what's called a snippet of HTML code that you then copy and paste and put into your website. That then, and the reason it's so important is that then allows search engines like Google and Yahoo and others, when they're searching for works that are available under a certain type of license, to locate your work, and that shows up in their search returns. So marking your work well so that it's machine readable, so that software can find it by license type, that's very important. And a sub tip of the day is to please indicate if you've used other people's works inside of your work. So rarely do any of us sit down and we create things purely that's 100% ours. We often borrow images from the internet. We take other Creative Commons licensed works and we remix and mash them up, and then we create a new work from that. It's important to indicate when you mark your work if other people have rights in your work. So in a sense, you've created a derivative. Please indicate, I've borrowed Rebecca's a page from Rebecca's last law review article. I'm incorporating that in my commentary. I want to make sure that I indicate that that's Rebecca's law article that I've borrowed from inside of my commentary, my blog. So mark your works well. Use our chooser to do so, and be sure to indicate when third-party content has been used in your original work.
So I think people are familiar with the symbols that mean Creative Commons, that this work is Creative Commons licensed. Is it best practices to put one of those symbols if you're licensing, say, an entire web page, to put one on every page that someone might click through to? Is there any sort of magic to the placement of it?
Well, it really depends. There's one of two ways to do it. You can either indicate in the footer on your website that all work, unless otherwise indicated, is licensed under Creative Commons license, or if you have fewer things that are under CC licenses, to then mark the works individually. So to put the buttons on there. The most important thing with the buttons is to make sure that once you've put them on your work, that it's linking back to the human readable deed, which gives an outline of the basic permissions that the underlying license grants people. So it's not just a button for the sake of a button. It's a button that leads reusers to the underlying legal code and the permissions that they've been granted. That's very important. I would just take a minute here to say, I don't know if Sarah has mentioned this on a prior show or not, but our logos, the main buttons, the double C in a circle, the attribution, the non-commercial, the no derivs, and the share alike buttons were just acquired by MoMA for their permanent exhibit in New York. And so they are now displaying those as part of an exhibit around sort of next gen symbols that enable people to understand immediately concepts in the technology world. So it was acquired along with the at symbol, the A that we all use, right, and a few others, which are fantastic.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. You've talked a bit about making your application of the license machine readable. Does that involve using some HTML if you're doing a web page? Is that how
yes,
that would work?
That's exactly right. So once you go through our chooser, at the end of it, there's a box in the bottom right-hand corner. You copy and paste that, and you insert that into the HTML on the web page. So we have detailed instructions on our website for how to do this. It's really simple. We also have instructions for how to insert the code and text. If you're publishing offline, if you're publishing with different kinds of works, there's lots of information there, and I've included a link in the discussion doc among the speakers on the call.
Right. And then, yes, and we'll add that into our public discussion points too, marking your work properly, including third-party content resource there for you. My final question on how to apply a Creative Commons license is still on the machine-readable front. If you're doing music or some other digital file that's not visual but is digital, there are ways of incorporating code that embed the license there, aren't there?
There is. You can certainly do that as well. And also just a best practice as well, if you're broadcasting music, for example, or, you know, over the radio, you're streaming content that's CC licensed. We do have best practices for that as well. You know, you should indicate either at the end of the playing or the end of the segment that a work is available under a CC license. And to please look at a website, hopefully the link or information about how to find that website is provided so that people can easily find that work. But again, the key here is including the HTML in your, including the metadata in the HTML of your webpage, and including that information in any of the file formats that you're distributing the works in. And again, it sounds complicated. It isn't. We do have a page on our website which walks you through the very easy steps for applying it to analog works, digital music files, you know, digital photo files, all different kinds of formats are described there.